This is KCUR 89.3. Gun sales have slumped in recent years. That's why the industry has set its sights on women, with marketing campaigns, websites, even certain types of guns. But stores that sell guns still cater mostly to men. As KCUR's Chris Haxel reports, one Kansas City store is trying something new, a better shopping experience for women.
Bryn Brown wouldn't describe the stereotypical gun store as pleasant. Low ceilings, row after row of rifles, so when she and her husband Mike opened a place of their own, they tried something a little different.
Nordstrom's have gun stores.
I mean, really, I don't want to be as expensive as Nordstrom's. We try to not do that, but we want to be upper end.
Their store opened 3 years ago in Lee's Summit, Missouri. They call it
Frontier Justice, the next generation firearms retail destination that combines firearms, fashion, and experience in one beautiful environment.
It is kind of luxurious. The indoor shooting range has computerized targets. There's a small cafe and VIP room with private lockers and leather couches. But walk in the front door and the first thing you see is a women's boutique.
Right here in the beginning we have Uno Day 50. So this is a handmade jewelry line from Spain.
There's some gun-related stuff, like purses that hold pistols, but mostly it's clothes and jewelry. No camouflage. And thanks to the scent machine, the aroma of grapefruit and vanilla wafts through the air. Bryn contrasts that with other gun stores.
Often you find a male sales associate who stands behind a counter that's full of guns, and then there's guns behind them as well. I hate that. It really makes a person feel very small and very powerless.
Frontier Justice has gun cases like you'd see in a jewelry store. That way, shoppers see the guns from different angles, and salespeople approach from the side. The store also hosts community events, book signings, date nights. The last one had a spy theme. One time they hosted a group of high school students for an event called Bullets, Bibles, and Barbecue.
They had a devotional, and then they went out and shot, and they had barbecue catered in. If you can think it up, we can orchestrate it and put a price to it.
It isn't just about the money, though. Frontier Justice has a built-in value system. A portion of revenue is donated to Christian charities, and the store's unofficial motto is Faith, Family, Freedom. Brown believes attracting more families to the firearms community will translate to stronger protections for the Second Amendment.
Children are the key to that. And so creating this environment where women feel comfortable coming in is crucial, because no woman is letting her child go somewhere she doesn't feel comfortable going into.
Faith, Family, Freedom, that separates them from a lot of other stores.
Jeff Tesh is Director of Business Development at Guns.com and has years of experience helping gun retailers design their stores. He says some retailers have struggled since Donald Trump took office. Stores like Frontier Justice try to create a tribe effect among their customers. It's a strategy to stay profitable in this competitive $11 billion industry. And while high-end gun stores have been around for years, Tesh says the way Frontier Justice caters to women remains unique.
It's not just about the pink gun offering. They understand that women shop differently. They understand the basics of even a clean restroom.
If Frontier Justice had been around longer, maybe customers like 71-year-old Mary Knox would have started shooting sooner. Her first visit here was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was petrified. We took a class here because I wasn't sure what type of a gun I was going to be able to shoot, because I have had arthritic problems with my hand.
These days, Knox has her own handgun. She and her friend Karen Corm come here almost every week. The drive takes an hour, but Corm says they don't like the shooting range closer to home.
It's much older, dirtier, and you don't have the instruction or the supervision like you would here.
Last year, Frontier Justice expanded to a second store in Kansas City, Kansas. The owners say they've been approached about opening locations across the country, but for now, they're focused on building online sales. For Guns in America, I'm Chris Haxel.
Guns in America and KCUR are spending 2 years reporting on the role of guns in American life. Find more at gunsandamerica.org.